And so release your body into the earth. And as you very gently watch the flows of energy through your legs and torso, relaxing into the arms, relaxing the breath, simply being in this body now, begin to marvel at the very fact of existing. Not only the givenness of each breath, the fact it's not guaranteed, but the inexplicability that it's there at all. Whether understood as appearance or a reality, how could anything come to be? Let this awe be the source and inspiration for our concentration. Not wanting to miss a beat of this miracle of being, just breathing. Just embodying space. And then let yourself be in a different time, a different place. Maybe you are one of these disciples on the boat. Maybe you are Peter, who just emerged dripping wet from the Sea of Tiberias, his heart pounding as he realizes that the one who was crucified is now alive. But see the beach, see the dawn, and see that figure standing in unearthly light. Maybe there are some rocks near him on the beach. And in a timeless space, you come and sit on one of those rocks. You don't need to worry about the rest of the story or how it's unfolding, the cooking of breakfast. There is value to meditating on these things, but sometimes it's just about the encounter. As we sit in stillness and meet this embodiment, the one whom we can call Lord. So maybe he sits down on a rock opposite you. His clothes are not made of human fabric. Those clothes were divided amongst the soldiers. His body is not made of atoms as we know them. For a resurrected body is not a resuscitated body. This is a manifestation of divine energy unveiled, burst from the doors of the tomb, leaving behind his burial shrouds. Revealing his glory. And so let yourself gaze upon this face, both so familiar, the teacher you've been with for weeks, months, maybe a whole 3 years, following him through his travels, teachings. So it is the combination of familiarity and utter unfamiliarity. And why is this so profoundly attractive? Why do we aspire to it? Not just love, not just adore, but aspire to be what he is. Maybe we place our head in his lap. So intimate. Looking into his eyes, What are we to offer when he has just made the single offering, which perfects all time? What can we offer except our reflection of his offering with our own lives, our own path? Our own compassion. And then knowing what quite literally still stands between us and him, why we're not Christ yet. And we confess openly. How have we betrayed, not necessarily in denying or disparaging or repudiating, but simply not being true to our deepest call? And so with the humility of Peter, who is both devotion and doubt, strength and weakness, we ask his help. The resurrected one who can do all things in us, the more we open our hearts. Not to make room for him as though he were other, but to so empty ourselves of all we thought we were, that there's no room left for anything but Christ. And we take joy in this possibility. Lord, please stay with us. And he simply places his resurrected hand upon your head, blessing you. And you feel the rush of his spirit, which is the Holy Spirit and is also his mind, the mind of Christ. Feel that spirit enter you from the crown of your head, pouring through your whole being, purifying and empowering. And knowing his resurrected form is still in front of you, but utterly within you, let the whole scene of this encounter dissolve into your heart, all appearances of time past, time present, time future, totally irrelevant. As Christ takes you into the timelessness of his single offering, his single resurrection. His single act for the sake of all. And let those appearances implode into your heart, relaxing more and more deeply. Letting His Spirit do all the work. There's nothing else for us to do but surrender. And like coming out the other side into an infinite, pristine space of the divine mind, infinite light. The primordial knowing from which all appearances arise, a knowing that does not respond to appearances but creates them. A source so fundamental that the deeper you investigate, the further you look, there is only more light, more awareness. There is no end point, no beginning point. So the very word source is a mere word. There is no self, no other, because in this creativity nothing can be separated from wisdom. All the veils of what we thought we were just falling away, falling away. And the God who seemed other, the object of our worship, who seemed utterly beyond us, we see that it was the appearance of ourselves that was false. But as this infinite reality opens, there can be no distinction of I or other. Because we look into the face of infinite subjectivity, infinite awareness. And it is the source of the very possibility of ourselves, so how could it be other than ourselves? And yet, insofar as we may be frightened or overwhelmed, by the infinite face upon which we gaze within, we are held, metaphorically but effectively, by a divine embrace whose arms are space itself, whose love is the fabric of reality itself. And we rest in those arms, that womb. Knowing there is nothing more to do. And out of that infinite divine space, the question may arise, but how, Lord? How do you save? And then let that light of awareness take the form of rays, countless rays like the sun. Felt as your heart. And let God show you how all things are guided, transformed, healed, loved. From this expression of the Trinity. Let those rays form a body that you may inhabit. Let those rays shine through that body that you may pass from glory to glory, in service of others. Beloved, we are God's children now. We see now darkly as those through a glass. But we know that we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is.